Hello and welcome to A Cup of English. The title of your podcast today is Colours at the Carnival. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Monday through Friday I bring you English that will wake up your language learning skills. And today in Grammar Notes we will practice the subjunctive in positive and negative sentences. Colours at the Carnival. These past 2 weeks have been apple blossom here in Wenatchee. It is a springtime celebration that brings in a lot of business to the area and is great fun. Just around the time that the apple blossoms appear, the setting up of this week begins. We see large trucks coming into town with the equipment for the food fair, the carnival, the parade, and all the related games and stalls. This annual event has taken place for 90 years and has grown from a one-day event to about 11 days of celebration. It is run by volunteers from different groups and overseen and organized by the Appalarians, which are a group dedicated to the festival. The carnival was the main attraction for us this year. Our children are now at the ages when we can relax a bit more. When you have young babies and toddlers, it's a bit hectic and tiring to go to a carnival. In fact, our oldest is what we call a preteen, so he is very much into the scary rides, the fastest, scariest ones that would probably make me throw up. "Are you sure you want to go on that, Hudson? It looks a bit crazy to me," I said when he asked me if he could go on the hard rocker. Silly question, really. Obviously, he was sure that he wanted to go on the ride. Otherwise, he wouldn't have asked me. "Sure, go ahead. Get locked in a metal cage that swings 360 degrees, and then the whole ride spins around fast. As long as it's you and not me." He did the scariest rides with his friends, who were as brave as him. Oh, to be a teenager again. "No thanks, I would rather keep my feet on the ground and just watch." We did, however, all have a great time. The kids went on several rides each, and finished off with cotton candy. And I enjoyed the colours and interesting sights of our little yearly carnival. Grammar Notes. Practice of the subjunctive in positive and negative phrases plus related vocabulary. Cotton candy. If I had known that they sell cotton candy, I would have brought some money. If I had known that they sell cotton candy, I would have brought some money. Hectic. Your life wouldn't be so hectic if you were more organized. Your life wouldn't be so hectic if you were more organized. A stall. If she could choose her career, she would own a large organic vegetable stall. If she could choose her career, she would own a large organic vegetable stall. To oversee. He wouldn't oversee the project as general manager if he wasn't qualified. He wouldn't oversee the project as general manager if he wasn't qualified. Well, that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening. Remember, there's always the text and grammar notes at acupofenglish.libsyn.com, and email me if you have any comments or questions or suggestions at acupofenglish@live.com. That's live.com. Till next time, take care. Bye-bye.